What's Universal Time? Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia has hit its warplanes Wednesday, joined Turkish aircraft for the first time, targeting Islamic State in a three-month offensive to dislodge rebels from the border town of Elbaz. Russian Lieutenant General Sergei Rutskoy said Russian and Turkish aircraft conducted their first joint airstrikes on ISIS positions. He said nine Russian planes and eight Turkish jets were involved. Russia and Syria have been on opposing sides of the nearly six-year Syrian conflict, with Moscow backing President Bashar al-Assad, Ankara supporting the rebels. Trinity University analyst David Lesh calls the turnaround extraordinary.
It's a manifestation of what has been heightening political cooperation between Turkey and Russia with regard to trying to find a political settlement to the Syrian civil war.
The two countries are sponsoring talks next week in Kazakhstan to resolve security matters such as ceasefire violations in Syria. Those talks were dealt a setback Wednesday with the announcement by the key rebel group Arar el-Sham that it will not participate. As Thursday dawned and Adama Barrow was set to take the oath of office as Gambia's president, Senegalese and Nigerian forces stood by to intervene if President Yahya Jammeh does not heed a call from West African leaders to step aside. The incumbent's mandate expired at midnight. Mr. Jammeh, who denounced the December 1st election and has called for a new ballot, has declared a state of emergency. Gambia's National Assembly has extended his term by 3 months as he awaits a Supreme Court ruling on his injunction to annul the ballot. The West African bloc ECOWAS tried to mediate the political dispute and has threatened military intervention if Mr. Jammeh, who's ruled the country for 22 years, refuses to step down. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi